The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
A very good afternoon, Rolene. How are you this afternoon?
Hello. Well, I am super duper. What can I say?
I like super duper. How are things your side this afternoon? Are you still there?
We seem to have a
delay, Rolene. Can you hear me all right?
I am absolutely here. It looks like the gremlins are in our connection. There does seem to be a global issue with internet, but we're going to crack on.
So with all the political upheaval happening at the moment, the Prime Minister spoke to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken ahead of President Biden's historic visit next month. Do we know what was discussed?
So as we now know, the Knesset will start winding up and dissolving probably from next week. So this effectively makes Prime Minister Bennett now our outgoing Prime Minister before the interim Prime Minister, who will be Yair Lapid, is sworn in. But the U.S. Secretary of State, who has really maintained very, very close ties with these two leaders, and the Prime Minister spoke last night. So we do know that in the conversation, they mutually thanked each other for their support. They discussed the Iranian issue, which really is the number one issue on Israel's agenda at the moment. Make no mistake, no matter what happens with domestic policy or politics, the big issue continues to be Iran and the nuclear threat that they pose. They also discussed the importance of continuing to cooperate while Israel's government now goes through its transitional period. And Prime Minister Bennett thanked the Secretary of State for his partnership, for his friendship. He says it really manifested in the work together. In fact, I'll quote from him. He says, "Thanks to honesty, decency, and working together, we achieved many things." They also spoke about the president's upcoming visit, and Prime Minister Bennett said he will continue to support and assist alternate Prime Minister or incoming interim Prime Minister Yair Lapid upon his taking office. And they agreed to keep in touch. And Secretary of State Blinken actually thanked Bennett for everything that he has done to maintain close ties between the two countries. So we really, you know, depending, it doesn't matter what you think of Prime Minister Bennett, where your political affiliations or opinions lie. The one thing that I think all Israelis agree on is that he is conducting himself like the consummate gentleman and with dignity. And it really is quite inspiring to see. I have to put it out there.
No, I can believe that. And what are the latest developments towards the elections?
So it has been a busy day today. We had the first reading of the bill to dissolve the Knesset go forward in the Knesset earlier today. It did pass by a vote of 110 in favor, 10 abstentions, and nobody opposed it. It still has to go to the Knesset Law Committee, and then after three reads or three votes, it will then be decided whether or not we dissolve the Knesset. But of course, because we are in a situation with a lot of upheaval, we've heard some leaks to the press that the former Prime Minister-led opposition may try to cobble a government together to try and prevent a situation where we go to elections. However, whether or not this is feasible is another thing. We also have a situation today where a bill barring any indicted politician from forming a government may also be brought to the vote. Now, this is seen as largely a personal dig at former Prime Minister Netanyahu, because he is up on three major charges, including bribery. Whether or not that will pass or be brought to vote today, that is another issue entirely. Bennett has said he will not vote for that to go through. He says, in the interest of democracy, let the people decide whether or not former Prime Minister Netanyahu should have a comeback, etc., etc. And of course, now we begin the before elections horse trading. Ayelet Shaked, who is our current interior minister, who comes from Bennett's party, says that, you know, if the opposition is able to form a government headed by Netanyahu, she is prepared to sit in that government. So we have a whole lot of to-ing and fro-ing, and our Justice Minister, Gideon Saar, announcing that he will bring a bill to cap the prime ministerial tenure to a period of 8 years. Now, whether or not this is retroactive, or whether this is for the future leaders to have their terms capped, we don't know yet, but this is where we're sitting at the moment. So never a dull day in Israel, despite some interim internet issues. Everything is going, you know, all guns blazing.
So Amnesty International famously released a report accusing Israel of the crimes of humanity of apartheid. But last week, an independent inquiry found the NGO guilty of the practices of colonialism and institutionalized racism. What did the report actually say?
Well, this is absolutely fascinating. And what is quite extraordinary is that only one mainstream media out there in the United Kingdom, The Independent, actually released the article. They published the article, they spoke about the findings. They are available. I've actually given them a read. It's a 106-page document carried out by a management consulting firm called Global HPO. It really is fascinating reading. And basically, why this inquiry was instigated was that several former staff members, you could call them whistleblowers, had complained that Amnesty International UK, now this is specifically the UK office, why it's relevant, you ask? I'll tell you, because it was out of the UK office that this report accusing Israel of the practices of apartheid and crimes against humanity was released. Now, the inquiry has found that Amnesty UK's leadership actively harmed staff from ethnic minority backgrounds. They engaged in microaggressions, they used the N-word, some of the staff touched the hair of their black colleagues, which is seen as, you know, not only invasive, but also to be seen as racist. Now, the thing is that Amnesty International UK seem to be absolutely hell-bent on sitting on social media all day long, pointing fingers at Israel. So, you know, what would kind of want to say to them? Surely you should be doing some house cleaning in your own institution before you start pointing at anybody else. And what is also fascinating is that the mainstream media have been stupid about this. Nobody's picked up on this. This is an organization that is seen by many as the great benchmarks on calling out human rights abuse, but they are guilty of those practices themselves. Now, their executive director in the UK, who goes by the name of Sasha Deschmack, no, I did not make that up
again. I was just about to ask you. Just repeat that name again, please.
He says, I don't underestimate for a second the effort that's going to be required for the transformation that we're talking about. Well, let's have a look. And, you know, if there is anybody from Amnesty International UK listening, clean up your own home before you start pointing fingers.
What about the rest of global media? Anything else there that regarding the story?
Not a peep, not a squeak, not a bleep.
I'm sure, though, that they will pick up on the story, and I'm sure that you will update us further as it develops.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be watching this one, absolutely.
And, Rodine Marks, I must apologize. The signal today hasn't been great, and But I think we've got the gist of it. And Rodine, thank you so much for your daily update, and have a great evening further.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you so much.